We read the Word of God from Ephesians 5. We'll read the first 20 verses. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. For ye sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, rise from the dead, Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus far the reading of the Holy and Divine Scripture we consider as our text on this Thanksgiving Day, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, the antithesis in the text in context is between the world's merrymaking and the Christian's merrymaking. There is a Christian here who sings. He sings and makes melody in his heart to the Lord. He's a joyful Christian who enjoys the life that God has given him in this creation. The antithesis of that is the world's merrymaking. There will be much merrymaking by the world, not only on Thanksgiving Day, but in the days to come with the holidays that the world will celebrate. There will be a merrymaking that is fueled by wine. Be not drunk with wine, says the Spirit, wherein is excess. The world's merrymaking will be filled with spirits, but those spirits will be the only spirits that the world knows, which is the spirits of wine and whiskey. That will be an alcohol, if not drug-fueled, merrymaking. They will be filled with those spirits. And those spirits will drive them to an unspiritual and carnal and raucous celebration. And by that, they will show that there is no thanksgiving in their hearts. Their thanksgiving, such as it is, will be a thanksgiving merely for outward success, merely for the success of the business that year, merely for the success of the profits, merely for the increase that they have for that year, a celebration merely of carnal eating and carnal drinking. And that merrymaking, consequently, will be filled with fornication and uncleanness and covetousness and filthiness and foolish jesting, shameful things that it's a shame even to speak about. There is no thanks in the world. The very form of their merrymaking indicates that. That merrymaking, as to its inner power, is alcohol, and that merrymaking, as to its form, is wicked. Do not be filled with those spirits, for therein is all the excess of the world. Let it not be so named among the saints, but rather giving of thanks. A spirit-driven thanks. Don't be filled with wine, says the Spirit, but be filled with the Spirit of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, the life-giving drink that Jesus Christ gives to His people. The Spirit is a drink. He's altogether different from the drinks of the world. He is such a life-giving drink that He gives eternal life to those who drink of Him. He is such a drink that whoever drinks of Him, out of his belly flows not fornication and uncleanness, but a wellspring of living water to all those around him. Be filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit is to be filled with all the goodness of God in Jesus Christ, to be filled with all the blessings of salvation, to drink deeply of Jesus Christ by faith, and to be filled with all His grace and all of His goodness. That's to be filled by the Spirit. And that Spirit, He makes us sing. Sing and make melody in your hearts. Sing to one another. Those filled with wine and whiskey, they have their songs too. They sing the body and the wicked and the worldly and the carnal songs of the ungodly drunkard. They stammer and slur out the words in their stupor, because their spirits also make them sing. But our Spirit, He makes us sing with melody in our hearts, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing to one another. Speak to one another. Sing psalms, sing hymns, sing spiritual songs. That joy, that melody making in the heart, that is the spiritual activity of the thankful heart. That's part of the Christian's proper merrymaking. He's filled with all the riches of Jesus Christ, and they make him sing. He drinks deeply of the Spirit, draws out of Jesus Christ all his goodness, and he sings. And that because he's thankful. The Christian's thanksgiving is the source of his proper merrymaking. Thanksgiving is, you might say, the constant melody of the Christian's inner life. The Spirit here, exhorting us to a proper merrymaking, the Spirit says, be thankful always in all things, so that your whole life is filled with joy. So let's consider that this morning, thanking God always. Notice to whom we give thanks. Notice secondly for what we give thanks. And notice finally by whom we give thanks. Give thanks to God. God is the God from whom all blessings flow. He is the one to whom all thanksgiving then must be given. God is everything. Of God and through God and to God are all things, including the Christian's thanksgiving. And when the Apostle says, give thanks to God and the Father, he would have us first consider that we must give thanks to God as God. God is God. Man is not God. Things are not God. Pleasure is not God. Money is not God. Happiness is not God. Success is not God. Joy is not God. I am not God. You are not God. God is God. Highly exalted in His divine majesty, excellent in all of His being and in all of His perfections. He is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who is God blessed forever. He only has immortality. He is eternal. He dwells in a light that no man can approach unto. He is the God before whom the mighty angels cover their faces. He is the God to whom the mighty angels cry out without ceasing day and night, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. And that God is the God who made all things. That He's God means that He is the source of everything. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. God gave life and breath, being in shape and form and its office to every creature. He made the grass, He made the trees, He made the oceans and the mighty waves, He made the storm clouds and the lightning and the thunder, He made the sun, the moon, and the stars, He made the angels, He made the great whales that play in the sea. Also He made man, brought him up out of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. And God made everything for His glory. God made everything merely by speaking the word, so that instantly and spontaneously, as soon as God spoke, out of nothing came all things. Even that creature man who thinks so highly of himself. A feeble little thing brought up out of the dust and to the dust returning. Who without God is nothing. And God is God means not only that He made all things and forsook them, but He made all things and holds them in His hand. By the very hand of God, everything receives its existence from moment to moment. By the very hand of God, the entire universe and every creature in that universe is brought to the goal that God appointed for that creature in all eternity, so that every creature in the entire universe is infallibly brought to the God-appointed goal. Nothing. And better, let us say it positive, everything, everything in heaven above, everything in the earth, everything under the earth, everything in hell, everything throughout the whole wide creation of God, everything is under the control of His sovereign will. Everything, from the movement of the greatest of God's creatures to the falling of the tiniest hair or the twitch, the tiniest creature is determined by God, is carried out by God, and is determined by God for His purpose. God is God. Whether fruitful years or barren, whether sickness or health, whether herbs or grass, whether good or evil, things present, things past, and things to come, all are of God, through God, and to God. And that out of God's own infinitely good being, that God is God, means that God is good. He's good in Himself. He's good in all that He does. God alone is good. And as the good God, He's the living God. Our God is not a stock of wood or stone. Our God is not a figment of the imaginations of that feeble creature man. Our God is in the heavens. He does whatsoever He pleases. He is living in Himself as the God of infinite covenant fellowship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwelling together in a blessed and holy life. That's what He means, first of all, when He says not only that He's God, but He's the Father. He's the Father, surely, of all creation because He gave it its existence. He's the Father of Jesus Christ. He's the Father of His people. But He is that because in Himself He is Father. And if He's Father in Himself, He's Son. And if God is Father and God is Son, God also is blessed fellowship of the Holy Spirit between the two. Eternally active, ceaseless, boundless, infinite energy is the living God. And that the creature might know Him, might be blessed in Him, might participate in that blessed fellowship. To have God as that creature's God. God determined to create with His creature covenant fellowship. God is good also in this, that His tender mercies are over all His works. The highest good for the creature is to know God, to love God, to serve God, and to praise God forever. That was Adam's highest good. Oh, he made that feeble man a little lower than the angels. But He crowned him with His own fellowship and friendship so that Adam was a king in creation, so that all of creation that God made and all of creation that God gave to Adam might be consecrated to God in holy worship and service. That was Adam's glory. That was Adam's life, to have God as his God, to know Him and to serve Him and to use all creation for the glory of God. That was the goodness of Adam's life. And Adam, being in glory, esteeming it not, he departed from God, who was his life. And apart from God is death. Death now, and death in hell For all the wicked will God destroy. And surely that's the state of the world in which we live. Adam departed from God and brought upon himself death. And in Adam all human beings and the entire creation fell under that awesome power of death. That Word of God returned to dust now. You feeble creature, man. So that Adam brought death not only on himself, but on the entire human race. So that if all that we say, if all that the apostle had said is that God is God, that God is the sovereign, that God rules over all, that God controls all, if that's all that the apostle says, then that's the word of damnation for every single human being, because every single human being departed from that God in Adam. Every single human being brought upon himself death in Adam. Every single human being lives in this creation apart from that God. Because God is God and good, that means that God loves and blesses the righteous, and He hates and curses the wicked. That is His goodness. Because every member of the human race is wicked and unrighteous in Adam. And every member of the human race is worthy only of the curse of the living God. And if fellowship with God is wonderful life, then to live at death and apart from God is terrible. For it's to have that God who is God as your enemy in everything. And so the apostle says not only give thanks to God, but and the Father. Give thanks to God and the Father. A Father. How isn't that word twisted and warped by the wicked and the ungodly? How is that lovely word, Father, not destroyed by sin and wickedness? Many there be who have no idea what Father means at all. What is a father? A father begets a child. He gives life to that child out of His own being. And He begets that child in His own image. And having begotten that child, He seeks the eternal salvation of that child all His life long. He does good to His child and never evil. He loves that child. He comforts that child. He instructs that child. He builds up that child. He encourages that child. And because He seeks the eternal welfare of that child, not His temporal welfare, His eternal welfare, He will even discipline, He will rebuke that child. But all in love, all for that child's eternal good. And when that child is in deep distress, really when that child is in any distress, then the Father Himself, deep within Him, is moved to pity toward that child, tenderly affected toward that child, because He loves that child as Himself. Because that child is precious and that child is dear to that Father, that Father will do all in His power to do good to that child. Such is a father. And God is the Father. He is the Father par excellence, the Father without which there is no proper earthly Father. He made fatherhood because He is Father Himself. He made fatherhood because He made the covenant. And that's the sense in which the apostle here in particular speaks of God being the Father. It is true that God is Father to creation because He made everything. It is true God is Father in Himself, but what the apostle has in view here particularly, in view here as the one to whom we give our thanks, is God as He has become our Father in Jesus Christ. God reveals His fatherhood as a fatherhood of grace and of mercy in Jesus Christ. And that means that the apostle has in view here, first of all, the fact that God triune is the God and Father of Jesus Christ. By the triune God, Jesus Christ, the man, was begotten in the womb of the Virgin Mary. By the triune God, the man, Jesus Christ, was appointed to be first in God's counsel, head over all, king in all creation. So that whereas God had made Adam a little lower than the angels, in Jesus Christ, God lifted man up to the heights of heaven, crowning him with glory and with honor, making him head over all, doing all and making all subservient to the glory of Christ, His Son. And in Jesus Christ, God has become the Father of His people. In deep love and tender pity for His people, in Jesus Christ, He appointed them to eternal salvation, to all the blessings of salvation, and to good in everything. All things He appointed to them in eternity. He appointed to them every event, every circumstance, everything that He sends them, and He appointed that to them to serve their eternal salvation because He's their Father. And so too, God and the Father to whom we must give thanks is not a Father to every human being. He's not a Father to the reprobate, whom He loathes. He is a Father to His elect. He is a Father to them in everything. He is a Father to them always. He's a Father to them from all eternity. Gracious Father, there was nothing in them that commended them to God. Not even their unworthiness commended them to God, for all were equally unworthy. He chose them for His children simply because out of the eternal goodness of His being, He delighted in them. In them, out of all members of the human race. And out of that choice, wherein He made Himself their Father, and them His children, out of that choice, He sends them all things. Always. Always in love. Everything in love. Always for their good. Never for their evil. Always for their blessedness, and never for their condemnation. Always and in all things, He is Father to them for their eternal salvation. All things, I say,
Oh, regeneration and the calling and faith and justification and sanctification and glorification, all things of our salvation, but all things, whether He sends them good or evil, whether He sends them fruitful years or barren, whether He sends them riches or poverty, whether He sends them things of great joy or things of great sorrow, always, in everything, He does so as the Father. The Father who loved them from eternity. The Father who spared not His own Son for them. The Father who wills their eternal salvation in all things and always. Oh, give thanks to God and the Father then always for everything. Give thanks. Return to Him praise and glory and honor from Him to whom all blessings flow. Give thanks to Him. You cannot pay Him back. He gives and 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 He gives from eternity to eternity. He overflows to us out of the infinite goodness of His being with all good, and you cannot pay Him back. All you can do is draw evermore out of Him. Nothing can you pay back. He owns everything. It's all His. And He gives to us. And He says, give thanks to Me. To give thanks, that's to acknowledge God as God and the Father. To acknowledge that everything He sends to me comes to me from Him as my Father, comes to me in His love and grace and for my eternal salvation, comes to me so that it is good for me and never evil. Acknowledge Him as the giver of all things. What have you that you have not received? What are you except what He made you? Give thanks to Him. Give thanks means not only to acknowledge Him, but receive from Him at all times all things. Receive them with childlike humility. Receive them with reverence and receive them with praise to His name. To be thankful means to use whatever He gives to His glory. Oh, how unthankful. How unthankful is the one who receives from God and who claims the glory for the thing. I got this by the strength of my own hand. Or who receives from God and uses it for his own glory. Who receives from God and abuses the thing for his own pleasure and enjoyment. What a wicked person. How unthankful. Give thanks to Him. Receive and use what He gives to His glory. Be thankful involves also the enjoyment of the thing. God is a good God. He loves and enjoys the creation that He made. And He gives things. He overflows with things to His children in whom He delights, that they might also use and enjoy His creation. And be thankful always for everything. Be thankful with all that you are, so that with your whole being, heart, mind, soul, and strength, you give thanks to Him. Be thankful to Him with all your substance. Be thankful to Him always. In fruitful years and barren, in sickness and in health, in riches and poverty, be thankful to Him for all things, good things and bad things, happy things and sorrowful things. Oh, there is a difference between the happy things and the sorrowful things. The happy things, I may rejoice in the thing itself. And the sorrowful thing, I cry about the thing itself. But viewing the thing in its relationship to God, and the fact that God, in His sovereign good pleasure, in His delight toward His people, in His will that the thing serve my salvation, I can be thankful to Him and bless His name. And be thankful in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. When He says, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, He means basically this: be thankful to God and the Father always and for all things because you are Christ's. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord means this: you are Christ's. Because you are Christ's, give thanks to Him always for all things. Christ, He is the great gift that God has given to His people, so that in giving to us Jesus Christ, and so that belonging to Jesus Christ, all things always are subservient to my salvation. In Christ, because I belong to Christ, riches or poverty, sickness or health, fruitful years and barren, all things serve my salvation at all times. Give thanks to God always for everything because you are Christ's, and in Christ everything serves your salvation. You can give thanks to God, and you may give thanks to God, and you will give thanks to God in Christ. In Christ, you may. That's what you have to realize first. In Christ, you and I may give thanks to God. Man outside of Christ, I may not even give thanks to God. He won't either. He can't either, but he may not. That's because outside of Jesus Christ, all men live in a terrible debt to God. And so all that they may do is pay their debt. That's God's word to them. Pay your debt, you ungrateful debtor. Pay what thou owest, is the word to sinful man. And because he has sinned against the Most High Majesty of God, because he has sinned against God who is God alone, That debt that man must pay is both temporal and eternal. And man outside of Jesus Christ then cannot pay his debt. He can only increase that debt daily. And he does. With all his eating and with all his drinking and with all his living in God's creation. All he does with all that God gives to him is increase his debt. Until at the end of his thankless and godless life, he goes to hell. Terrible is the life of man outside of Christ. Always and in everything, God curses him. Because always and in everything, he must pay his debt to God. And so outside of Christ, always and everything, there's only a terrible curse from God against man. So that fruitful years are barren, riches or poverty, sickness or health, God curses that man outside of Christ. He may not pay your debt, God says. But two, man outside of Christ cannot. With his wicked and black heart, he lives in God's world and with God's things and with his whole life in enmity against the living God. In riches, with his black and wicked heart, he blasphemes and says, "Who is the Lord?" And in poverty, with his wicked and black heart, he curses and says, "Where is the Lord?" And so at all times and with all things, man with that wicked and black heart cannot give thanksgiving to God. And he will not either. Not ever for anything. Because he's not in Christ. And he's devoid of the Spirit. And so he cannot, and he may not, and he will not give thanks to God, ever, for anything. But in Christ. Because you belong to Christ. And because in Christ God made everything subservient to your salvation. You may, and you can, and you will give thanks. You may give thanks to God. Because in Christ, you don't have a debt anymore. God said to Christ, "In your place and for your sake, pay what thou owest." And Christ paid him. Perfectly. With his atoning death on the cross. And by all his tears and all his sorrows, he paid the debt. To deliver us from the sin of Adam and from all our actual sins, even our misuse of the creation of God, all our fears and all our anxieties which are chargeable against us. He paid the debt. And there is no more debt. We are free. And in Christ we are adopted as God's children. So that Christ, being made head over all and being given all by God, shares that with God's adopted children. In Christ, all things are ours. And in Christ, God is favorable toward His children. And in Christ, God has freed us from sin's pollution and dominion. In Christ, He's changed that black and unthankful heart. By the Spirit of grace, to make it a joyful and melody-making heart. So because you belong to Christ, and because all things are yours in Christ, good things and bad things, riches and poverty, sickness and health, all things are yours in Christ. To serve your salvation. So in all things,
give Him thanks. Be joyful. Don't be filled with wine. Don't make that the essence of your thanksgiving. Oh, you may drink some wine. God gave wine to make glad the heart of man. But don't be filled with it. Therein is excess. Be filled with the Spirit. Drink deeply out of Jesus Christ. Drink deeply of all the goodness, the grace, and the mercy, and the kindness, and the wonderful sovereignty of God. Drink deeply. Be filled with the Spirit. And make melody in your hearts. And speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs of all that goodness of God. And give thanks to Him always for everything. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we give thanks unto Thee. Thy goodness overwhelms us. And Lord, fill us with that goodness in Thy Spirit, that in our hearts there may be joy, and that we may give thanks to Thee always for all things. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray that you were edified by the preaching of the gospel today. Please join us for worship if you are ever in the area. For more information about our church, beliefs, or worship times, please visit our website at prccrete.org.